Welcome back to the Galveston Ghost Podcast. We are at episode number 27, and we are continuing our conversation with the owner of the Gingerbread House. This is quite a place. If you listened to the last episode, you may have learned how we discovered about the Gingerbread House. Actually, it was from a guest on one of our ghost bus tours that even on a busy 4th of July weekend decided that they weren't going to go back. They left their reservation because they had so many creepy, haunted kind of experiences in the Gingerbread House. So we're recording this while we're all in kind of a partial lockdown due to the coronavirus. I guess the good news is it's getting us caught up on editing and posting our podcasts. But unfortunately, we've had to postpone our ghost bus tours. So hopefully practicing their social distancing and we get through this coronavirus thing soon enough so that we can all get back on the Galveston ghost bus tours. In the meantime, let's pick up where we left off with ghost hunter Kate and part two of her interview at the Gingerbread House.
One night I came, it was around 11 at night, midnight, and I found this couple, an older couple, taking pictures outside. And they were like, you know, we follow, you know, about stories about the ghosts and all that. And when we were passing by, they saw a big, like a ball of light, you know, like floating in the house. So they stopped and started taking pictures, and she was showing me the pictures, and you can see the light. It's like a, it was like
an orb.
And it was like floating, like moving everywhere. So they stopped and take pictures, and I asked them, do you want to see the inside? She's like, oh my God, will you show us? I said, yes. So they came in, took pictures, they saw the house, and then she showed me the pictures, and when I saw her pictures, I was so surprised. In one of her pictures, clearly you can see it. And I have them on my old phone. You can see on this table right here on the side, on the porch, a nun. She was tall. You can see her dress.
Her habit.
Yes. And you can see really clear her eyes. I mean, really, really, you can see the eyes clear. And then her dress. And then you see a little girl, maybe like 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old, next to her. And she's wearing this little... a little dress, like a white with little blue squares, and you can see the ruffles on the dress really, really clear. I mean, I was like surprised that you see it so clearly. And then on her other pictures, you can see shadows. You can see the shadow of a person, like on the staircase, on that corner. On that corner, you see three people. I mean, you can see clearly on her pictures. And I was like in shock, and I told her, can you send me the pictures? And she says, yes. So she sent me the pictures of them. And I told her, you want to see a ghost? And I sent her a video of my in my house in Houston. You can see two kids clearly, and I have the video. I can show it to you right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You can see two kids clearly running, you know? And I show it to her, and she was like, oh, my God, I never seen so much movement because you can see them. I mean, people would come in just to look, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I walked all around, and I took pictures, and I used my little meter. And sometimes when I'll drive by, it just goes, boop, 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 just right as when I hit the corner. And then today, when I was walking around, it was real quiet, and it went off just a little bit, and then all of a sudden... I mean, you just felt this, like, where did that, you could, like, somebody would just walk right past you. And it was up in the back hall, of the back bedroom over there.
That's where you see, that's where you feel it the most.
Yeah.
And I'll be here cleaning, and I can hear them. I can hear movement, like they drop something or drag something, especially when I'm in the kitchen and cleaning. You can hear them. I don't put attention to it anymore. But you can hear them. One day I was sitting down, my this sofa was on that side, and a lady came to see me, and we were talking like this. She screamed, she scared me the hell. Her scream scared me more than what she screamed, and she's like, what happened? She was sitting on that side, and I was sitting right there, and right there you can see the hallway. She said that she saw an African man, a black guy, in that closet on the hallway. So she screamed. I said, and I told her, it's okay, there are people here in the house. So if you notice the staircase in the back, going to the attic, it used to be where they used to, I guess, the slaves. So they used to use only the servant used to use the back staircase, not the main ones. So you can feel it. Once I go on the second floor and I start going around to the third, you can feel The one on the attic, I feel it more stronger, like, you know, it's more private, whoever is upstairs. Because here, it's okay, and he doesn't like the ringing. They don't like it.
Oh, no.
Yes, they don't like that noise. I used to have it, and my nephew, my brother's son, he was playing with it when I used to have the candle, and he, you know, it rings. Mm-hmm. And I told him to stop it because he didn't like it. Oh, my God. He couldn't sleep at night. He cried. He said that something was there with him. You know? He didn't like it, but they don't like that. What I noticed is they don't like that ringing noise.
I wonder what it is about the ring, if it reminds them of something.
It might be the slaves. I mean, you know how they used to ring them?
To come.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of that. It might be the ringing of that noise. You know, because he used to call them like a bell.
Yeah.
Because he don't like it. When I used to have it here, because I have it in the shop, and they used to ring it, my nephew couldn't sleep that night. He said he cried. He said he felt it. He felt someone there. And I told him, you know, stop playing with the thing.
The bell, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's several things that like my daughter-in-law. You're not going to believe it. None of my family have ever spent the night here.
Oh.
My husband's, yes, but not mine. Mm-hmm. My daughter-in-law, ever since that happened with my daughter-in-law, they were here, you know, in the house. And I told them that there's someone on the attic, you know. And my son went because he likes to see. Mm-hmm. So we were all upstairs. My daughter-in-law was like, we're coming down the staircase like this. And she's like, no, I don't think there's nothing here because I don't even feel anything. When she was coming down the stairs and my youngest daughter was in front of her, she said she clearly saw not somebody behind her, but she clearly saw when they pushed her. Because when she said, no, I don't feel anything, it's like they went like that. She almost fell if it wasn't because my daughter was in the front. She got so scared. She's like a dark complexion. She got white. She went outside. She didn't want to come in the house anymore. So ever since then, nobody wants to spend the night here. None of my kids.
Really?
No one. They come to Galveston. You know, we had a dinner for Thanksgiving here. Mm-hmm. And I told them they wanted to spend the night. Nobody wants to spend the night. So, but I mean, it's several things, you know, that had happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And I have taken pictures when the lady told me about the floating light, and you can see light. I have a picture where in the blue bedroom, you can see like a ray of light. You know, it's like a big old light that coming out of from the window to the sky. I mean, you can see
it. Just coming out.
Yes, you can see it on that one. And then you can see a little light on this side. But the little light bulbs, you can see them.
Orbs,
you can see them everywhere in the house. Mm-hmm. On that picture, you can see the little...
That's interesting. There's so many different spirits in this house.
Yeah.
There's more than just one.
Oh, yeah. There's several. There's several. Oh, and the Love Christmas. You should have seen... And you're not going to believe me, but I took a video. Mm-hmm. I took a video. It was last year. It was so funny because my Christmas tree is... it was a 12-footer. But it's too tall, so I took the part of the top part, like maybe 2 inches, and I told my husband last year, you know what, set me up the tree because you have to stack it up because it's too heavy for me, because just the little thing is like this thick.
Yeah.
So I told him, you know, stack it up for me and bring me all the decorations and just leave them there, and then I come tomorrow and I do it. So he did that. He set me up the tree right there and stack it up. And left me all the boxes on the floor. The next day when I came in, oh my God. I sat down, and when I turned around and looked at it, my Christmas tree was almost decorated. It was so funny because it looks like they tried. They tried to decorate it as much as they could. The lights, they put them like, throw them like that. Yes, and I had, on the outside, I hang the ornaments with the long thingy. Well, they put them in there, and they tied them up like an old style. They string like an ear rabbit, one ear rabbit, and all over the Christmas tree. And then when I was doing the video and I was showing it, I was on it on Facebook. I was doing the video. You can see, and there was no, and the air condition wasn't on. And when I was showing it to my mom, and I was telling her because she was in Mexico, and she was looking at it, you could see. Like they were moving. It was so, I don't know, it was so weird. And I mean, and they tried it.
Yeah.
Because you could see, like, they not too high on top, but some of it, because I guess it was too tall, the tree.
Yeah.
But I mean, in order for them to do that, that means they're strong.
Well, you got to love a ghost that loves Christmas and the holidays. So we've just really started scratching the surface. when Kate visited, they had an extremely long and interesting conversation. So we are still working on editing our way through that. Be sure and subscribe so you'll be notified when part 3 is uploaded to the Galveston Ghost Podcast. And in the very near future, we hope to see you at the Galveston Experience Company on one of our ghost bus tours in our Sugar Skull Shop on Seawall Boulevard. It's kind of a tongue twister. Sugar Skull Shop, Seawall. Seawall Sugar Skull Shop. Anyway, thanks for joining us on this Galveston Ghost Podcast edition. If you're enjoying it, we'd love it if you gave us a 5-star review, tell your friends, and stand by for part 3 at the Gingerbread House coming up on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.